Jesus spoke to us, and he says in John 14, I quote this quite often, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the truth. Amen?
Amen.
And so today, I don't think it's going to be a real long sermon today. You don't have to be. He's taking us back to truth. And that's where he wants us to be encouraged with. Go ahead, Ann. Is truth. Yes, you would, hon. Thank you. I believe Sister Susan said about getting more knowledge of the Lord, seeking His will. There's knowledge and then there's wisdom. It's one thing to know what the Word of God is, and then the next thing is how to apply it. Hi, Robert. Glad you made it, brother. Saved a seat for you. Yep, glad you made it. But if you would turn to, or you can listen to me, John chapter 8, verse 31. You know, through the years of even sitting in this ministry, you've heard us for years and years telling about the day that we're in right now. The Father warning us up front about the droughts and the shortage of food and all this stuff. And it's right here. I mean, it's here. And so I'm assuming that as I speak to you today, that part is already prepared. You're already ready for the shortage of food. You got stuff at home that you're going to be okay. You're not running to Walmart and fighting me for toilet paper and that kind of stuff, okay? So the next thing we have to do, it's more important than that, is getting our mind straight. Because you're seeing a lot of things, hearing a lot of things right now that we never thought would be imaginable, especially in the United States of America. And there's truly a God up there, but there is God, okay? And He already told you up front what's going to be taking place. And when you read the book, you read Matthew, the signs, look at the droughts, and the ugliness. All this stuff is taking place. So we just got in our mind saying, okay, God, I surrender my life to God. He is in control of my life as I follow Him. I don't understand all these things, but He warned us these things that are taking place. Not because He's causing them. Because who's the father of this world? Satan is. Okay? And He's got more and more minions out there running around doing His will. And so it's going to continue to escalate and escalate because Satan's time on this earth is short. But I remind you, yours is too. We're so close to the coming of the Master to come get us. You know, and that is never an excuse to sit down. It's like we get busier, you know. We're not busier, but yeah, stay focused on Him and serving Him. He needs to be the center of our life. But it's the truth, and what He tells us here in John 8, verse 31, I said. Is that what I said? Yep. So Jesus was speaking to the Jews who had believed Him. If you continue in My word, then you're truly disciples of Mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So we're following Jesus, we are staying in His word. And when He says that, He's saying, you're following My word. You're not just listening to it, you're doing it. Okay? And He said, and the truth will make you free. So when you hear the truth, then you embrace it, then you follow it, you'll be set free. It'll set you free from addictions, set you free from your stinking thinking. It'll set you free from whatever's trying to control you. Yeah, that's where that peace comes from. Now if you have turmoil a lot, it's because you're hearing the truth, but you're not receiving it. You're not grabbing a hold of it. Maybe you're picking and choosing what you want to follow or what you want to believe in. We've probably all been guilty of that. It's kind of like, you ever go to a family dinner, and you got somebody really makes a great fried chicken, and somebody makes fantastic fried potatoes, here comes Jason with broccoli. Well, we'll probably go towards the potatoes first, and the chicken, and the broccoli probably be the last thing, okay, for some of us. But some of you out there, the first thing you would do, You take the broccoli. Why? Well, because some of you might have been to the doctor. You might say, yeah, heart, you're yours getting plugged a little bit. You got too much chicken fat in there, too much bacon fat in there, and maybe had enough tightening of the chest once in a while. I kind of believe that doctor. And so you start eating the broccoli. Amen? Knowing the truth, the doctor shared with you, not just hearing it, but embracing it and following it. And that's what Jesus is saying. You know, the truth will set you free as you hear it and embrace it and then follow it. And if we're still in the world, playing the things of the world, man, we're deceiving ourselves. Okay? Because up here we'll not be solid on what's taking place biblically, because we just give Satan a little space and he'll come in. You know that? You give yourself a little space and your old man comes back in. Or old woman. Make it equal opportunity centers here, okay? When your mind starts wandering, you start thinking about the days going by, then you're bringing the things of the past in, you know. Now, it's okay to think about where Jesus brought you from. You know, man, it's Sunday. I'd normally be here or there, but thank you, Jesus. I'm worshiping you. Amen. But it's embracing the truth. Then, as followers of Jesus, you are to speak the truth. Not one amen on that one. That's it. You are to live in the truth. You are to be truthful. You are not to be liars. You are not to be thieves. You know, all that, then it's the truth. The truth is Christ living in you. That's an awesome thing. See, that's for that peace that we talk about that comes in our life. When we're following the Master and doing what He says, there's a peace there. Not saying we don't have issues, right? I got a lot of issues, right? I heard somebody say that, no. But there's a peace because I know I might have messed my life up, but I've decided to follow Jesus. No looking back. No looking back. Okay, look. But the minute I started to follow Him, I'm not back here anymore. Amen? I'm following Him. So I'm going to do what He said. There's nothing behind me. There's nothing in my old life. I'm not talking about my marriage and stuff. I'm talking about my own life inside of here. There's nothing there I want back. You remember where you was at one time, just how you hated it, you know. Again, I share this. I'm not getting on anybody that smokes, but I used to smoke. I hate smoking today for my body because I remember I couldn't breathe. It almost choked me out. I'll be dead today, okay? Was the devil done it to me? No. It was the Marlboro man that did it to me, you know? I got the cigarettes, but I couldn't afford the horse, you know?
Me either.
But that was just me, okay? Boom. And you might have something else in your life there. And the Lord set me free because He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And I had to get rid of that, otherwise I wouldn't be here today. I would never live long enough to be born again. Amen? I mean, that's just me. You get your own thing. But He said, the truth will make you free, knowing this is the truth. And wherever you go, you walk in truth. Yeah? Brother Bob was like the early disciples. He messed up, but he told us about it. You know? Amen, Bob? And you went back. And I think we all could probably testify to that, Bob. Anybody else ever open your mouth up and you shouldn't have? You got to go back and eat humble pie? Yeah. But see, that is still a testimony. See, that lion tamer's inside of Bob, Holy Spirit, and he, come on, old man. And he had to go back. Now, praise God, he used Maggie's wallet in order to get back here, you know. But makes a difference. He went back, you know. Otherwise, he would probably drive all the way home, middle of the night, wake up, and had to drive clear to Sam's Club to apologize. But no, it's wanting to be like the Master. But we have called, don't matter where, to share the truth. And that's where the ugliness in this world starts, because as we do this and continue to do this, that's where people's going to hate you, the Bible says. Because if you love them, you'll share the truth. And I truly believe the Holy Spirit will guide you to share in such a way that's coming out lovingly, but man, you're coming against a spirit that's controlling them, and they ain't going to receive it lovingly at the moment. But in time they will. In time they will. In the 14th chapter of Matthew, if you want to turn there, or I'm going to read it to you anyway. But the 14th chapter of Matthew, verse 1. Now, I'll chew up some of these words probably, but at that time Herod the Tetrarch heard the news about Jesus. And he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead, and that he is why miraculous powers are at work in him. For when Herod had John arrested, he bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip." So he's talking about he's seen Jesus out here, okay? He's already put John the Baptist to death. He killed him. Okay? John is a cousin of Jesus. He's the one that was in his mother's womb, Elizabeth, and leaped. If you remember when it says when Mary went to see her cousin Elizabeth. He was the forecomer of Christ, saying, you know, he lived out in the wilderness. You all remember John the Baptist, stories about him and stuff. Well, they thought the king had put him to death, and they thought he came back to life in Jesus. For John was saying to the king, "It's not lawful for you to have her." Although Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowd because they regarded John as a prophet. So, tie it back in together. For Herod had John arrested and bound and put him in prison because of what? Because of the truth. Say, hey, listen, man. You got your brother's wife. That is a sin. You can't do that. And Herod says, "Oh, I'm glad you told me that." Woo! No! He got offended. Now, is that the truth? It is the truth. Yes, yes. You think John the Baptist knew the king wouldn't really receive it that well? I would say probably, you know. But was John tied to the truth? Yeah. Do we see where John, number one, honor truth, which would be the Word of God, over the world? You think John loved his enemy enough, and I say enemy because they weren't fans of Jesus, enough to tell him the truth? Think of that. I mean, this is a king. Do whatever he wants to. He had a conversation with John. Oh. Say, "Hey, King, what's happening, man?" Boy. "Hey, man, who's... he looks familiar." "Oh, man, is it... that's your brother's wife?" "Well, yes, okay. Well, you're the king for a minute, okay?" "Man, listen, I'm going to tell you. I understand things can happen, but man, you can't do that. That's a sin, man. I mean, that is a sin. You can't do that. Man, we've all sinned, but man, I don't want to see you go to hell." Now, I'm not sure how he would describe it. You know, he maybe stood on the street corner and said, "Hey! Going to hell, King!" I don't know. I mean, I don't know. However he did, he brought that knowledge to the king. And he didn't receive it very well. Had him arrested. Put him in jail. But you know, John got to the point in his life, he was baptizing people until Jesus came along. And he baptized Jesus. Remember? That's when the Spirit of God fell upon him like a dove. And God said, "Man, this is my son. I'm well pleased." But he got a competition going on. Like, "Hey, I'm going to follow John." Half the church, "Now I'm following Jesus." And John is saying, wait, man, they don't understand. I'm the forerunner. I come to tell them about Jesus. They are to follow Jesus. Man, I tell you, it'd be like this morning, this whole place is packed and people's out in the court square and they got speakers out there. Woo! Hey, we want to talk. Starkey, talk to us! Okay, well, let me tell you about Jesus. No, we want you to talk to us. Tell us about the old days of being a cop. Tell us about this. No. I'm here to tell you about Jesus. No, we want to hear you. Well, in order for them to get it, I have to decrease in order for Christ to increase. And Brother John said that. He knew he had to be removed. Now, I don't believe when he said that he meant removing his head. But he knew that he was getting too much attention himself. It's all about Jesus. Okay? John was done. He was a front runner, preparing people the way of the Lord. But out of love, out of obedience to the Lord, he told the king, hey, listen, he can't do that. Well, he bound him, put him in prison. He's going to wipe him out, except, man, the Christians would go crazy if he did that. So, I mean, somewhere along the line, other people wasn't afraid to acknowledge the Master. But, if we continue on here, Matthew 14:6, it says, but when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. So that would make him, that's his niece, right? That's his brother's wife's daughter, okay. So much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. In fact, I think he's up to half his kingdom. Having been prompted by her mother, she said, give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist. Although he was greedy, the king commanded it to be given because of his oath and because of his dinner guest. And right there, because of his oath. See, I want to say competition here, but battle of oaths. You know, John had allegiance to Jesus. Amen? He wasn't going to back down. I'm here to share the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I mean, I know he spoke all this after John was gone. But over here, you got the king, and he gave his word. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. In front of all the dinner guests. Hey, I like the way you dance. You're all right, man. You know what I'm saying? I used to do the hustle myself. But whatever you want. No idea of all the things. He's probably thinking horses, carriages, maybe gold, a little plot of land somewhere, build a little house. But the mother, the woman who's also involved in this affair, I want to shut him up once and for all. I want his head. Not his arm, not a leg, because he can still speak the truth with the head still on his shoulders. I want to shut him up. And there the king was. He couldn't go back down. He had to stand up for himself. He had power on his kingdom. And there's John saying, man, I'm just telling you the truth. My kingdom that I'm involved with is not of this world. Take my head. This ain't my place. See, John knew he was a soul and a spirit living in a body. When his head removed, heaven bound. In verse 10, he said, he sent and had John's head beheaded in prison. His head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the body and buried it, and they went and reported it to Jesus. Wow. See what the truth can cost you? Are we prepared to share that truth at the same cost? And I'm not saying it would be beheaded, but that's the awesome thing about this. Where you're living at right now, is God has brought us into an area where the truth is going to penetrate. The light of Christ that lives in you is going to get brighter and brighter. But it's going to be more costly because the evil isn't less evil today. It's more arrogant. How do you mean that? Well, it used to be a lot of sins were done in the closet, right? They're not in the closet anymore. They're all out and been prayed around. It's the same spirit still out there. So, the love for Jesus that we have will allow us to do as John did and those who came before us. If we stay in the Word. Amen? Carol, I was here before, she bought her shirt a while back. It's a SWAT shirt, and it says on the back of it, "If my man will go into a burning building and rescue someone he never met before, how much more do you think he'll protect me?" And in fact, I preached a sermon on that one time. Well, look what Jesus did for us. Amen? And he's not asking us to do any more or any less than what he did. And what did he do? He spoke the truth. The truth. That will set people free. But the number one thing is to have this truth in here. Now, I can go around and tell you the truth all day long. And for some of you, it'll set you free, born again. But if I'm not living it myself, I'll be in hell saying, "Man, I should listen to myself. That's some pretty good sermons. I should have listened to them things, you know?" See, a lot of times we get the old pitchfork sermon. You're sitting there and the preacher's preaching. He's, "Oh, man, that's pretty good, preacher. Here, I need it back here." He needs to keep throwing it back farther and farther and farther. But for us, we've been called to share the truth. And I know right now you think, the intimidation against you is getting greater and greater. Amen? But understand, there's nothing that's coming against the church and the body of Christ that God isn't handling. And we follow Him. Okay. There's a couple things here. We noticed the other day, this past week, a couple of things. Number one, the Dow Jones dropped a couple thousand points. Okay. It's going to help usher in the one world currency eventually, okay? The other thing, like I said earlier, the food is getting shorter and shorter, okay? You know, that's been going on for a long time. Go clear back when the government stepped into the church. The church used to feed the poor folks, okay? And the government comes along, hey, we want to help you. Here, here's some money. Get the food. We're going to partner with the churches. Wow! I mean, who wants an uncle with big pockets? You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, well, listen. Pass out the beans today. But listen, you can't talk about Jesus. Okay? There's 501c3, you know, I'll do that. You can't talk political things. No. You can't say that this guy here is following Satan. You can't say that. It come in and started choking the church. Trying to, okay? We're free from that. We don't bow down to any of that stuff, okay? But this has been a thing going on for 50, 60 years. I mean, it's getting... The evilness, Satan has been working on this for a long, long time. Charity comes from the church. Amen? I mean, that's just where it's supposed to be at, okay? But Satan has flipped that around. We allowed it flipped around. We all wanted free stuff. I'm not saying we all, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, who... You know, you go to your kids when they're 10 years old. Hey, who wants 20 bucks? Oh, I do! Who wants to work for 10? I ain't stupid. I know math. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's what's taking place, you know. And you're just starting to come to the head more. But now to the point that the church is waking up. The church has been praying, seeking the truth, and the truth being revealed. So now they're trying to shut down the truth. We saw what Mr. Trump got raided here a while back. Okay? And then we saw Mr. Mike Landau, the pillar guy. Are you familiar? 2,000 mules. He had the money behind that. Okay. He got arrested, gone through a Hardee's to get a hamburger. He didn't get arrested. He got stopped. He's in another state hunting. Him and his buddy was coming back, gone through a drive-thru at Hardee's, and his car, a government car, pulled up there, and he made a comment to his friend, hey, something's gone down. One pulled behind him, one pulled alongside him, FBI. So Mike got out, hey, what are you doing, man? We need to talk to you. Well, yeah, right, here's a drive-thru at Hardee's? I mean, come on. He talked to him about 20, 25 minutes. See, what is going on is Mike, Trump, and many of you here have been standing for the truth. The election, care what you think, is stolen. It was cheated. We got 8 million minutes of documentations of how they stole the election. It's out there. Why do they keep trying to bring this up? Because Satan wants to shut it down. Why? Because you have one side who stands up for the right for life. Do you understand that? You have the side now in power that has the right to kill the children, even after birth. Understand that? That's what's going on. Satan doesn't want to give that up. Yeah, one side says, listen, marriage is traditional between a man and a woman. Not a man and a goat, a woman and a horse, or a man and a man. God created it this way. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all that. And they're trying to get the point now to shut you up. So they go after those that's known. Like, man, they're coming after Mr. Trump. They're really coming after me, won't they? Come after the pillar guy. I own 2 of his pillars. Or 4 of his pillars. Or 6. I don't know. We got a bunch of them. They're trying to intimidate people. Shut your mouth. Bow down to the devil. We'll give you peace and quiet. There wasn't nothing wrong with the election. I don't know who all saw the movie 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen it yet, I'll let you borrow mine. We showed it here at church here a couple weeks ago. But it showed where it just took 2,000 people, followed them from a warehouse to a dump site where this voting, what they call, kind of voting was that, Carol? No, you had a place where you just go drop your ballots off in a box. About, it'll come to me. But anyway, they petitioned the cell phone records of folks from this area that we're talking about. And there's 2,000 different people that left the same warehouse, went to different ballot boxes to drop off their ballots to at least 15 or more different ballot boxes. They were stuffing false ballots. They have it all. How did they get that information? They tracked their cell phone. I showed you that here before. I'm bringing my cell phone right now. And so far this year, I've traveled 9,733 miles. I'm 34% around the world. It shows every place I go. I can't tell my wife I'm at the gym working out or I'm really eating Chinese. It shows on my phone. Time, place, everything. Yours is the same way. Well, what happened? They went and got that information. They're tracking it. It's 2 years. It shows everything. And what do they say? The other side said misinformation. That doesn't work. You can't do that. Okay? This is a God factor. There is Mike Lindell on the drive-thru Hardee's. Hey guys, come on! I was hunting out. I'll forget where he's at. A couple of states away. How'd you know I was right here, right now, and hard to drive through? Oh, you tracked my cell phone, did you? They tracked his cell phone to know exactly where he's at. They just proved that the evidence they have on the election is true. Isn't that awesome? God took this thing that's, oh, more, kind of, you don't play out the cards, man. You don't play out the cards. So they just give credence. They just give, yes, it is true. The information we have on the election was thrown. So, the arrogancy here. And what's so important? Why don't we give up? He said the truth will set people free. How many people are like, oh, they go back and forth? I'm not sure. But here's the evidence. Listen, guys. This is the truth. It's not getting Donald Trump reinstated or Vicky McKee as the next president. It's establishing our country back on the foundation that we did from the very beginning on God. We can't continue the way we are and expect God to bless this country. But the truth, that's the truth. People reject the truth, yes, but we've been called to share the truth. Think of that. Now, my own personal opinion. You know, I think we have a good chance this fall of changing things. But I say we got a two-year window where the church can do what she's called to do, to share the gospel. I don't see where there's going to be I don't know. But again, Christ is our Savior and our Lord. He is the truth. He's the one that we look towards. And where we go is to share that truth. You know, I'm not talking just about the election. I'm talking about life itself, about Jesus. Well, I don't think you're right, preacher. I don't care. Argue with Jesus. Pick his word up. Does he say the truth will set you free? Amen. Does he say I'm the way, the truth, and the life? Boom. Does he give you a list of items in the book? Show you what sin is? Yeah. Yeah, but things are different now. It's not different. The mindset is. It hasn't. I mean, when you share somebody the truth, hey, man, I don't know what you're doing. I was able to do it this week with a youngster lady who was in the church. Brought us some stuff. And we were talking about church and she said, well, okay, well, you know, I've got two kids. I ain't married or nothing. I said, that's okay. We've all sinned. You know, we all have done things in our lifetime. But to realize it and to stay there, then you don't want to do that. Because them children are looking toward you. They're in a world right now, 2 years old, 8 years old, I think she said. And they need Jesus. Because Satan's coming after transgender. He's perverting our kids. We've got cats crawling around schools using litter boxes. Approved by our school people. If that's your family, stand up against it. Speak out against it. Don't be afraid. If you got a child or a grandchild that's going to school dressed as a cat and she's peeing in a litter box outside the school, some schools think about bringing this thing inside. That's a perverted spirit that Satan's trying to do. Transgender is a spirit that comes to destroy people. If you got a place that your kid has to go use the same restroom as the opposite sex, pull them out. It's going to cost you something to stand for the truth. Understand that. You don't stand for the truth, you're going to have people coming against you. You might have grandkids coming against you, your own kids coming against you. But the truth is the truth. And we got to worry about protecting the lives of the youngsters who Satan is trying to destroy. Why does he push us so much? Well, one thing God said to go and multiply the earth, right? Two guys cannot multiply together the earth. And two women can't either. It's perverting the scriptures. So we need to share the truth and pray for those who are blinded. But not afraid to put a stop to it. And that's where people ain't going to like you. Now I'm saying a stop to what you can control, amen? Don't go to school tomorrow and drag all the cat people out. I mean, no. I mean, folks, it just, it don't take much for Satan to get a hold of them. And my heart was breaking. I told Carol, I was down here yesterday. I came in to do the donuts and stuff. And they had a homecoming going on or something. A lady wearing wristwatches. Corsages and everybody's walking out there. But I told Carol, one time I about fell over. And most of the girls were naked. Pretty close. I'm telling you what, I looked at it and I thought, my land sakes, where's the modesty at? I mean, their fingers went down lower than the dresses. I'm just saying. I mean, where's parents and stand up and say, listen, you're not dressed like that. Well, everybody's dressed. No, you ain't got to share anything you got. That's for a honeymoon. Ah, you're old-fashioned. I might be old-fashioned, but I'm telling you what, I'm going to stand before God someday and give account for you. And you're not going out there like that. When I turn 18, well, you're not 18 yet. That sound familiar, guys? I think we all went through that, okay? Then you look back, that was your parents yelling at you. You look back, look how much they love me. They love me enough to ground me, to make me wear this or do that. Not allow me to do this. Because Satan's trying to give more power to the younger folks than what God's already given you. Because I just want peace and quiet. Everybody say, I want peace and quiet. Well, I love peace and quiet. But not at the cost of my children and my children's children. Not at the cost of you. Jesus, I didn't come to bring peace. He said, I come to cause a war. Evil against the good. So anyway, that's just some of the things that we're involved in. But the truth is in us. And out of love, again, I'm not saying go out there and, I mean, unless God tells you to go out there and protest that way. But share it when you can. And someone starts talking to you and sharing what they're doing, say, hey, well, I know, but man, the Bible says this. Oh, I know, I go to church. I say, oh, okay. But you don't need just to go to church, you need to follow Jesus. And share that. And it takes time. It takes time to nurture. It takes time to show that truth. That's what we're called to. And it could cost. There's no cost that's going to be too great to see that person in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, it's going to be a shorter sermon today. I didn't quite work that way. That's okay. That's just so important to understand what the truth is and then stand up for it. And that's what it means to follow Jesus. Is again, allow that truth. That word of God that you get home today, that's what governs your household. That word of God governs your television set. It governs your conversation. It governs your friends that you're going to hang out with. You know, that's what it does. You are to be a peculiar people because of Christ living in you. Yeah, to be in the world, but not of the world, where He called us to be. Yeah, if you're sitting here, they think, man, I've kind of blown it. You know, I haven't really been walking in the truth. I know the truth. I follow. Hey, want a prayer before we leave right now? And just pour your heart out to the Lord, reestablish it, and follow Him. And if there's people in your life that's caused you to stumble all the time, you want to get around some other people who will help hold you up, not trip you up. Let's pray. Amen. Father, we thank You for the Word. We thank You for the truth. God, we thank You that as we gather here today, Lord, our heart's desire is to be like You. And Your Word always illuminates things in our lives. Father, You show us how important the truth is. And not just knowing it, but following that truth. That's our heart desire. Everyone here, I know that's their desire. To make a difference. Each one of us come from a little different walk, Father. Some of us do have children and grandchildren that we're raising or really influence a lot, Father. Help us to have that window of opportunity to share that truth with them. Out of love and show them why. They might still reject it, Lord. But help us have that window to share it. We know soon that You're coming. And God, we just say today, Father, anything in our life today has got a hold of us. We say, be gone in the name of Jesus. No longer will I be the playground for Satan. And no longer I'll be the playground for the old man to raise up again. Lord, as I draw closer to you, more of your word in my life, I'll be less places for things that are not of you to take place, Lord. God, help us. Help this nation. We seek you for the wisdom, Father, in these political turmoil days, to seek out those that you would want in authority, that will stand in your word and allow your word to govern our country, govern our children, our school boards, govern our laws. And Father, we do pray for those in authority today, as your word says. God, first of all, we pray for those who are in power today doing evil against this nation, against your word, that they be removed from power, Father. They be stripped of the authority they have. And for those involved in wrongdoing, that justice be served. But God, even during all that, we do pray that their hearts be open, where they see how they've been a pawn for the devil. They will see the truth. And that truth would set them free, Father. That they would not die and populate hell, but they come to everlasting knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And Lord, we leave again, we ask the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and guidance. If we walk to our homes today, Father, show us anything there that we allowed to exist that should not be there, and to remove it. Thank you, God, for always there to forgive us as we seek you out, and for honesty in our relationship with you. If we confess our sins to you, you are there to forgive us, to pick us up, to straighten us up, and to lead us, Lord. And may everything that we do bring you the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, may the good Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he turn his face toward you and give you peace. And may you walk in the authority that the Master won for us at the cross. And may the blessings of Abraham fall upon you and your household and the generations that follow behind you. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.